So today we're here with Dr. Keith Feder, one of the noted orthopedic surgeons, and especially in the sports medicine world, works with a lot of athletes from junior to professional in a number of sports, but has a real special interest in tennis athletes. So I'd like to introduce Dr. Feder today, and he may just give a little background into how he got started in the field and sort of his career up to date.
Mark, thank you for inviting me to speak with you today. I am an orthopedic surgeon and I'm board certified, and I am an orthopedic consultant for the for USA Weightlifting as well as US Volleyball, and now most recently a member of the Sports Science Committee for the USTA, and I have personally been athletic, mostly playing basketball, but also with an interest in personally playing tennis over the years.
In the college tennis world specifically, there's a lot of strength coaches that have been brought up teaching the Olympic lifts, and there's a lot of tennis coaches that are a little skeptical sometimes of the benefits versus the risks associated with it. And a lot of times these tennis athletes get to a college environment and they've never had good physical training, so their flexibility isn't where it needs to be, their hip range of motion, their shoulder range of motion, their wrist flexibility, all of these factors are somewhat limited. And I'd just like you to discuss on sort of how to know when and where is the best time to use some of the lifts and which lifts, whether it's cleans, whether it's pulls, just some discussion on that specifically for the college athlete.
Well, my feeling is first, when an athlete enters college, it should be a complete evaluation phase. And that's most importantly in flexibility. Hip flexors are super tight in that age group, which leads to low back injuries. There's range of motion of the shoulder is also usually limited, and getting GERD, glenohumeral rotation deficit, just hip flexibility in combination with the hip flexor tightness. So you have to explain to the coach that this needs to be evaluated because we're going to prevent your kid from getting injured and going forward, and you're going to have him on a court more often and at a more effective level. Then, once the flexibility has been ascertained and a plan developed to correct the lack of flexibility, you want to check their core strength, doing front planks, side planks, for time, see what their posture is, make sure that they meet the minimum requirement that's been established for holding a plank, and then use that as your baseline in terms of that. The baseline core strength. Once you're correcting that, and that's something that can be corrected fairly quickly if implemented properly, then you go on and teach lifts. The way you need to talk to the tennis coach, baseball coach, it's in the same way is that as a strength coach, say, if you let me do the Olympic lifts and I increase his lower leg explosive strength, he's going to throw harder and he's going to have a much higher speed serve. And you can basically almost guarantee that if you're allowed to do the training properly. And again, the same thing, again, with tennis and obviously baseball, there's a lot of upper extremity involvement in the sport. You don't want to put that at risk of injury. So you would start with the squat, again, establishing a higher level of core strength in addition to your other smaller exercises. Once they've mastered the squat, you get them at a fairly middle rep and weight and a higher weight resistance level, then you can go on to the more challenging lifts. And again, in this demographic of sport, you would probably do more pulls than racking just to, number one, prevent injury to the upper extremity, but also satisfy the sport coach that you're avoiding doing everything to avoid injury to their more valuable parts of their body. So establishing the clean pull, and then lastly, I think that because it's more difficult, the snatch or the snatch pull. And then also I think important is establishing a baseline vertical, so then you can test them every 6 weeks or so and see if their vertical's improved. Then you can extrapolate that out to their performance.
sort of really should be able to show the coaches that, hey, they are getting better at the vertical, and the type of strength training, the type of explosive training we're doing is linking with performance.
Absolutely. And not even, you know, if you're maybe on a tennis court, you do a 20-yard dash, and even the more explosive, you probably get a much higher imprint on the 20-yard versus a 40-yard dash after, you know, doing your explosive training. And then doing, you know, cone drills, again, showing the same kind of explosive side-to-side change of direction. That's going to be improved with that type of training.